Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin Kellogg and Pastor Vince Butler with you for, believe it or not, it's our 33rd podcast. Today's podcast is around group cohesion. But before we get to that, I just want to welcome some of you to the podcast. For what now, Vince? A year and a half, we've been doing this podcast for Grace group leaders. Mm-hmm. But just as of this fall semester, we're opening it up to send it to care group leaders, follow group leaders, and the men's and women's Bible study leaders. So for those of you who haven't been a regular recipient of this podcast, we want to welcome you and pray that this 8 or 9 minutes once a week is helpful, it's fruitful, and it gives you some things to think about as you lead the people in your group. It's our goal that just to be helpful, we want to talk about all kinds of different topics related to leading people in their faith, and just hopefully maybe you'll catch a nugget or two out of it that you can implement into your group life. Also know, all of you, that our discipleship team, our groups team here at the Pickerington campus does pray for you all. We gather every week to pray for groups, to pray for group leaders, because we just so much believe in prayer and how much it can affect things. So know that we're praying for you. And if you have a particular thing you want us to pray about, send it to us. So group cohesion. One of the first things we want to talk about in relation to that and helping our people, you know, do well together is relationships. So how do we build good relationships within our groups? I think one of the things is we have to do things together. We have to make sure that everybody is comfortable. We have to make sure that we model hospitality. We make people feel welcome. We introduce everyone to everyone else, especially this time of year when many of our groups are repeat groups, but yet new people are joining. So we want to make sure that the new people are welcomed, they're cared for, and that they know what to do. Like, they shouldn't just show up with not knowing what the agenda looks like, not knowing what to bring or not bring, not knowing what to expect. What's the deal with the childcare? Are we doing snack? Like, all of those detail things, everybody should know. There should be no surprises and no guesswork when it comes to your first several weeks of group. So, also, relationships are built outside of group life, right? And so get together outside of group, maybe have coffee, especially you as the leader, you're the driver. So initiate times with group members outside of group, whether it's around a meal or coffee or around the fire pit, you know, because it's that time of year. And so make sure that you are doing some really good things outside of group to make all of your people feel welcomed and appreciated and heard during the discussions. And so those are important things to do. Vince?
Yeah, I would say another thing would be the team leadership model. If you were a leader with us last year, we spent a lot of time talking about team leadership. In our huddles, we talked about it. In our one-on-ones, we talked about it. And some of you leaders have already developed that within your group. I know some of you are still looking for different positions to create the team leadership model. And some of you are leading for the first time this year, and maybe you haven't heard about it yet. So the reason we have team leadership is to give ownership within the group. And so it's not all on one person. So we created this model that has four different positions. We have the main leader, the Bible teacher, the shepherd leader, and then the admin leader. And so each one of those positions takes ownership in helping leading the group and making the best group experience that they can have. And so I would say if you're a new leader, be on the lookout. You know, as you're meeting people, as you're gathering each week, pay attention to people's giftings and just be on the lookout and spend some time in prayer, praying for different people that you want to ask to step into those positions. Not only does it help you as a leader to lead better, but it also helps them use the gifts God's given them and really create just a great group experience for everyone around them. And if you have any questions on how to find different people within your group and what that looks like, you can reach out to other Grace group leaders, or you can reach out to Pastor Kevin and myself. We'd love to give you some different tips on what that looks like. And we also have a podcast that we did last year that was solely focused on team leadership and how to seek out those different positions within your group. So that's another great thing when it comes to group cohesion.
And Vince, before we leave that mention of podcasts, where do they find those podcasts?
On the Group Leader resource page.
Which is, what's that website?
So you can find those resources on gracefellowship.cc/group resources. It's a great website that has a lot of different resources for you as a group leader. And then throughout this whole year and all of the future podcasts, we'll continue reminding you guys about that. And that's where we post all the resources to help you have a successful time leading groups.
Yeah. So the next thing we want to talk about is creating positive shared experiences. So groups do really well by serving together. Relationships are built during that. There's all kinds of places to serve, whether it's within the church or an impact event or outside the church at the food pantry or different things that the church sets up, or you can find your own. The group Tammy and I lead went downtown to a ministry called Treats for the Streets, and we served 150 homeless people, which was a wonderful experience, and they're always looking for help. And then we all went to dinner together. And so that was just rich. And it just builds relationships. Another place is to celebrate things together. So baptisms, births, weddings, all the positive steps that people take in their faith. You know, as the leader, make sure you're celebrating those things. Because that really means things mm-hmm. to people as you celebrate their wins. So make sure you pay attention to those in your group meetings. And especially if you're your group is on the lead app, like it will tell you the anniversaries and the birthdays of all the people in your group. So pay attention to that. And then prayer. You know, shared experiences through prayer are just rich. And so, you know, make it a point to have prayer be one of the main focuses of your group, and not just within the group, but even outside the group. Pay attention to people's milestones, their next steps of faith, and even their hurts. So prayer is a big thing, serving together, celebration, and just have these shared experiences where you do things and honestly live life together as a group.
Yeah, another thing to pay attention to is when it comes to group cohesion is to guard against cliques. So your responsibility as the leader is to make sure that everybody feels seen. So when you have a new family that comes to your group or a new person that attends for the first time, making sure they feel seen, making sure if you notice them off in the corner by themselves that you're over there connecting with them or you're helping them connect to another couple within the group. And that's the big thing. We're not asking for you to be best friends with everybody, but we do want to make sure that anybody that steps into group life, they're seen, they're known. It's a place they can belong, a place they can be a part of and grow. And so, like I said, that might be you connecting with them, or it might be you connecting them to another person within the group to help them get more connected.
Vince, you told me the other day about a negative story related to that. How did that go?
Yeah, so I had a friend who was a part of a group, and they basically, their group had an event at their house. And so they ended up inviting most of the group, but not everybody. They had this big fun event together, and then they posted about it on Facebook. And so the couples that were not invited to that event were really hurt by that. They felt left out. They didn't understand why they weren't invited. And so I think it just comes back to, like I said, making sure we're guarding against cliques. We're making sure everyone's seen and noticed. But that also doesn't mean that you need to be best friends and hang out with everybody all the time. But if you're going to have an event and you're going to invite most of the group, just make sure you're inviting everybody that's involved in that group so they can be a part of that. Yeah. And so they can have a good group experience and they don't experience any type of hurt from that.
Yeah. So just to wrap it up, group cohesion is just super important. And there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of levers you as the group leader can pull to make those things happen. And so just, you know, pay close attention to all those things, relationships, serving together, doing life together, praying together, celebrating together, and guard against, you know, separation and clique. So as the leader, it's kind of on you to watch over all of those things and just make sure all the right things are happening. So group leaders, thank you for this. We pray that this group season would be well, it would go well for you, that you're inviting the Holy Spirit into your group life and your preparation time such that your people are moved closer to Christ as a result. Thank you all. God bless.